Good morning. It's 7:55 a.m. and on Thursday, Thursday the 30th. Oh yes, of course. this is going to be kind of close. I'm into the red in my battery, and I don't know quite why, because I had it charged up this morning. I thought I had it charged up this morning. But it's almost gone now. It's already warned me once to turn on my charger. But I've got 20 minutes, more or less, before I can do that. So I'll try to pick up the pace a little bit and see if I can't cut that down. Let the screen go dark. Put the phone in my pocket. Let's see how we do here. So, I don't have anything big today. Not anything I'm thinking about. Yesterday was kind of an odd day. I went back. I sort of half-heartedly worked on stuff. I got up this morning, honestly, I wasn't sure if I was going to walk because I'm just not feeling well. I did get some breakfast, so that's a little bit better. I hope I'm not coming down with some kind of con crud. That would be unfortunate. So nothing actually jumped out at me yesterday in terms of content. I did get some photographs of the six books, the six share books, and I tweeted those. All the covers in a line, all together for the first time, and then I took a picture of the spines to give a kind of graphical representation of how big the books have gotten. And I noticed only later that I was a little close. That photograph is a bit out of focus. But it serves the purpose. I was kind of pleased with the way it came out. Yikes. I'm feeling kind of lightheaded. It's a little disconcerting. I'm pretty sure it's because I'm short on sleep. I have a major sleep deficit going, I believe. And I'm probably going to have to deal with that before I can do anything today. Staying up until 10:30 to pick up the kid from school means I get home. I don't get to sleep before 11:30. And then I'm up again at 5. And while I used to be able to get by with 6 hours sleep, or at least I used to think I could get by with 6 hours sleep, the reality is, not so much. Oh, and I should probably mention, I took a sip of the Ingress Kool-Aid. If you're not familiar with Ingress, it's a alternate reality game that overlays features onto your local map on your phone. And I thought, well, you know, Greeley, that's out in the middle of nowhere. The game really is kind of social. It requires there to be other people who play. And I'm thinking, nah, well, you know, nobody plays. Maybe as few as a couple of dozen. I can't really tell. I haven't figured out how to navigate well enough. But yeah, it's pretty astonishing. I, of course, joined the resistance, and this town is almost entirely enlightened, which is good. It gives me a lot of targets. I'm astonished at how much stuff, how many nodes, portals, I guess they're called, how many portals there are here. So it's kind of fun. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to eventually establish my own portals on my walk so that I can walk and play at the same time. That could be fun. One more reason to get out and hike. Yeah, I'm really sleepy. That's the problem. I'm only barely coherent. I feel barely coherent. I hope I'm doing better on that side of the microphone than I am on this side of the microphone, because I'm not doing well. Yeah, officer's alive. I haven't seen him there for ages. Trying to focus my eyes. It doesn't seem to be working this morning. So yeah, I guess I'm gonna go home and take a nap. If I remember to post this beforehand, we'll be all set. Have to plug the phone in before it dies. Doing. Still going. I have a couple of orange lines left to my battery charge, so it hasn't turned red yet. That's a good sign. It's cold. When I was out on the western beach, the wind was blowing right in my face. It made my eyes water and sting, and I got tears running down my face. My nose is running. Tough day this morning, holy cow. Squirrel in the tree. Laying in front of me, walking her dog. Oh, this would be nice. Sun is up just enough above the trees that I've got it full in my face, but it's also warm. And I guess November 2nd, so coming up this weekend, is fall back. So I guess that means the sun will be an hour higher in the sky. which also means that I should have some light for the pictures in the morning, which is a good thing. Monk post. So, yeah, I don't have a lot to think about, not a lot to say today. I've pretty much exhausted most of my whining in terms of Sifwa. Trying to be a little more active with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I have to look to see if I've re-upped my dues for Northern Colorado Writers, because I haven't seen a notice for their monthly coffee meeting, which generally happens on a Tuesday. I haven't seen one lately, which means I maybe have fallen off their list, because I have neglected my dues. Snort, sniff. Beautiful. It's cold, but it is a beautiful morning. I'm just sort of waking up to that fact. It's gorgeous. Pants are falling off. I'm so tired. I'm walking along and my eyes keep closing as I'm walking, which tells you, yeah, I'm kind of a hurting unit. It's gonna be another late night tonight too. Not tomorrow, tomorrow's Friday. Friday we don't have anything going on late at night. Dinner is going to be pretty low trauma today, because it's gonna make a pot of chili. Tis the season for chili. Chili and chowders. Oh, it does sound good. I have to stock up on corn. I love a good corn chowder. A little bacon. Lots of potatoes. Lots of onions. Lots of corn. I love corn chowder. I like clam chowder too. I like, in fact, I like all kinds of chowder. I used to make a heck of a fish chowder. I haven't been able to pull it off lately. When I was working for the University of Southern Maine in Gorham, the bookstore, it was a restaurant downtown in Gorham that had a fish chowder special on Fridays. And they had the most delicious fish chowder. I'm not into the stiff chowder, the thick and creamy chowder doesn't really do it for me. I want a nice milky chowder. I really do prefer those. Oh, this looks serious. Chippers and shredders and landscape tools. Holy crap. It's like three trucks in a row, all filled with stuff to do landscaping. Working my way through here. I've turned north. I'm running up alongside the park. Everything is brown. It's just a hint of green here and there in some of the grasses. The lowest lying grasses. But all the upright grasses are all brown. Where there's any kind of grass extending up more than a couple of inches, it's brown. The willow trees are all yellow. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. This morning light really makes everything pretty. Even if it's not particularly pretty, even if it's a tree that only has a third of its leaves and the rest are all bare sticks, it's still, in this light, looks good. Well, the big crab apple trees still have almost all, in fact, they have all their leaves. I see a single bare twig and only a little bit of red. Like somebody rolled them in a tray of red paint. So it's only just the tips of the branches have red. This is a really dark green. It's very striking. On my tree. My big maple tree is still, for the most part, leafed in. There's a lot of yellow on it, but there's also a lot of leaves on the ground. I'm gonna have to get out. Next Monday, November the 3rd, I've got mowing on my list. And it'll be mowing and bagging, which is ridiculously difficult, but a couple times a year, I've got to do it. And here we are. Do I still have recording? I do. I won't for long. So what I'm going to do is find a recorder. There it is. And say, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.